And you're listening to Flashpoints on KPFA, KPFB, KFCF in Fresno. This is Dennis Bernstein. This is your daily investigative news magazine. We're now joined by our colleague at WBAI and Pacifica Radio, Amy Goodman. She's the host of Democracy Now! And I think she is sort of still the host of WBAI's morning show wake-up call. Welcome, Amy.
It's good to be with you, Dennis.
Good to have you. I know you're on a cell phone there, and you're rushing from one place to another. First of all, tell us what happened. Did you go to work on the morning show? Did you do the morning show this morning?
Yes, I did.
How did that go? What did you talk about?
Well, there was someone else there in the place of the host of the program, Bernard White. You know, Bernard is a longtime producer at BAI for 20 years, also program director. And over the weekend, on Saturday morning at 7:15, a messenger came to his door, delivered a very brief letter that said he was terminated his employment at WBAI, that he was not to come on the premises of WBAI. It would be considered trespassing. There was no explanation given after all of his years of work. And finally, it said his possessions would be sent to him in the mail. He didn't even get the courtesy of corporate America, which usually says clear at your desk.
So, and did you talk about this? Did Jim Freund, I guess?
Not extensively for an hour. Also fired about an hour after he received this letter at 7:15 in the morning on Saturday was Sharon Harper, who is the producer of Wake Up Call, the program that we all do together. The two of them forbidden to come to the station. That followed, well, a couple hours before, Bessie Walsh, the executive director of Pacifica, had come to WBAI late at night on Friday, and she, along with the newly installed general manager, Utrice Lead, a programmer at BAI, and locksmith, drilled all the locks in the station and changed them. We were then all, well, selectively locked out over the weekend. Most producers not allowed to come in. I was told repeatedly I couldn't come in, and when we attempted to get in on Saturday, as a group of producers with UE, United Electrical, and AFTRA, they said that we would be found guilty of trespassing, and the police were called.
All right. There was a staff meeting today. It was the first one since this sort of Christmas coup in New York at WBAI. You were at that staff meeting. What was the atmospheric pressure like? What was it like?
Well, in the end, a decision was made, an overwhelming vote for calling for their fires to be rescinded. Also, though, we were alarmed as we were going into the meeting to learn that a number of people had been banned from the station. Janice K. Bryant, who works on Wake Up Call, as well as several others. So that was, to say the least, very alarming.
But there was a proposal put forth, I understand, by Alambe Brath to rescind the firings, to bring the people back, and to take another look at all of this.
Yes, that's right, and also to end the bans. To say the least, it has a serious chilling effect. We have no idea why people get banned, why people get fired. There's never an explanation. And, of course, it goes back to KPFA and what happened there, and I think ultimately it has to do with the direction of the board and where it wants Pacific to go as we move into the next millennium. And we just have to, I think, be there as the guide, because as we always say, we are Pacifica. These protests this weekend followed weeks of protests outside Epstein, Becker, and Green, which is a law firm of one of the board members, one of the newer ones, John Murdoch. And Epstein, Becker, and Green is one of the largest management side hardball labor firms. He's based in Washington. He's rewriting the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation, and it specializes in, it boasts on its website, union-free workplaces and fighting union organizing drives. Also represents HMOs. And, you know, he's just one of the people who has come on board the board since the bylaws were changed so that the board is no longer accountable to the communities in which the Pacifica stations reside. Now the board is self-selecting, so you've got You know, you've got him, you've got Bertram Lee also in Washington, who buys and sells radio stations. You've got one of the lobbyists for the Home Builders Association of America. You've got Michael Palmer, who's now the treasurer in Houston, who involved with real estate and who sent that email that sparked so much furor in the Berkeley area, talking about the possible sale of KPFA and WBAI.
Yeah, in fact, I think he said in the email that he might have a better shot at BAI because there's less community organization. Are you feeling a growing support from the community?
There's a great deal of concern. I think today more calls came in canceling subscriptions than ever before. Fred, the receptionist, was swamped. Tomorrow night there is a meeting, the last meeting we had, like the one we're having tomorrow night, hundreds of people came out for. So there's a great deal of concern because Pacifica's ours, and you guys started it in 1949. We continued it from 1960 on. And as we move into this completely corporate media age, people are desperate for alternative forms of information, and so we have to set Pacifica on the right path. It really is up to all of us, the listeners and the producers. It's a huge responsibility. You guys really took it on last year, and we have to continue it and work with other stations and listeners of other stations and producers as well to ensure that we remain community-based, that we, well, it's something that you all have been talking about for a long time, that the board is not taken over by the very interests that we often critique and, of course, that run other large corporate media conglomerates. They have to be run by, from the top to the bottom, grassroots community activists, people deeply ensconced and rooted in the communities of this country.
Amy, finally, I'm trying to understand. We also learned that there were actually there was a court order or restraining orders.
Well, I mean, that's true. This morning when I came in, I talked to the security downstairs, our regular building security, who were very distressed because they know us well. And they said that there was a court order that said that Bernard White, Sharon Harper, and Valerie Van Isler, who is the general manager who was ousted a month ago as we fight for her not to be fired, that there was a court order and that they would be immediately arrested if they came on the premises, even of the building, let alone the 10th floor where WBAI is.
Well, doesn't there have to be an offering, information given to the court to get a restraining order? I guess you have to demonstrate some kind of danger. Do you have any idea what the dangers were being posed by Bernard and the others?
Betsy Walsh was in our station today, and I asked her, and she said, there is no such court order. She's not willing to be interviewed by me, but she did go on with Utrecht Lead, who she's just installed as general manager. But she said they didn't know of any such court order. Well, I don't know who would have taken it out against these pillars of the community.
All right. Well, Amy Goodman, I want to thank you very much. We obviously here are supporting you all and your struggle to sort of fight off, if you will, this corporate sales team that calls itself a board. We hope and wish you the best of luck. We'll be right side by side with you.
Thanks. Happy New Year.
And to you too. Take care, Amy.
Bye.
That was Amy Goodman. She is the host of Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now! For the moment, you hear that show here every day at 9 o'clock in the morning. Amy has been under attack, I believe, for the political reporting and the kind of work and information that comes through to you. Now she's under attack with the rest of the staff. As you know by now, there have been firings late Friday night, early Saturday morning. They came in. Utrecht Lead was installed by Betsy Walsh. They came in the middle of the night, changed the locks. Utrecht Lead came on the air at about 1:48 a.m. 2 days before Christmas and announced that there was a new administration. She was in charge. She then returned to the air later on in the morning and said decisions have been made at a higher level. She would be the interim manager. People were then put on a list and selectively kept out of the station. I want to play for you now some of the actuality we have of Amy Goodman trying to get in to the station on Saturday morning after this this Christmas coup that took place late in the wee hours of the morning on Saturday. Here's Amy trying to get into the building on Saturday.
Can you please stay back in? Please stay outside.
I work.
We have a list of people that have to allow. If your name is on the list, we'll allow you in. If you're not, you have to go outside to the street.
Okay. My name is Amy Goodman. How about that?
Amy Goodman is the foremost reporter at the station.
All right. That's a clip of... is that where that ended? Let's put a little more on.
Can you please stay back in? Can you please stay outside?
I work here.
We have a list of people that have to allow you. If your name is on the list, we'll allow you in. If you're not, you have to go outside to the street.
Okay.
Amy Goodman.
How about that?
Amy Goodman is the foremost reporter at the station.
It won't help. If your name isn't on the list, you're not allowed to go in.
I'm being locked out of
those networks. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry. We have orders from the building. Only the people on this list are allowed. If you're not on this list, you cannot enter the building.
Do you work for the
building? We were the building security, yes.
What is it?
My name is Piccolo. I am the supervisor of the security. I'm here to just secure the building. That's it.
Right. But I work for
the building. Yeah, but... Now, listen. VAI issued this order. Only on people on this list are allowed. If you're not on the list, you cannot enter the building. It's as simple as that.
What don't you know? You're speaking with a former reporter from WBAI.
Well, no. You're wrong. Nothing to do with this. I sympathize with you, but I'm following my instructions from the building. We work for the building. Do you understand?
How long is this less than 5?
Last night.
Last night. Okay. Okay, we have a list of tomorrow.
All right?
And you have a list of
Monday? No, not as yet. Not as yet.
And who gave you the list?
Somebody named Sydney. I don't know who he is. I have no idea who Sidney is, but he was here, and we still have to work out by management.
So can I ask who called on the police?
No, but just something happened to Facebook, so the gathering, and brought it to our attention. And we need to make sure that everything is secure. Captain Blockhouse, can't pronounce it.
Your name?
Bush.
Any relation?
All right, that was Amy Goodman trying to go to work on Saturday morning. Also trying to get into the station was attorney, longtime labor activist and programmer Mimi Rosenberg. She was, I guess, until very recently on the local board. I don't think she's on it any longer. But she also had a problem getting into the station. Let's hear what happened to her.
Excuse me, one of the lawyers. You're interpreting the law. You have no right to do it. I am a producer with ID, number one. Number two, this is a union shop and it's an illegal lockup. Number three, this is a non-for-profit building. You have no legal right to block the ingress. Oh, well, sorry, but you need to know that you're not allowed to
do it. You're not
allowed. Why are we not? But you're living in illegal lockup. I am an employee here.
I'm not with management, ma'am. I have nothing to do with it. I'm following orders.
I don't know who you are. Who are you?
We are the building security.
Yes, but you are not obeying the law right now. You need to know. Right, excuse me. But it's not just about talking. We are, this is our work site. We have a right to be here. You have no right to do some person what they are doing is illegal. You can't block access in a not-for-profit building, and you can't block access to people
who are
You are not obeying the law. You aren't obeying the law. You understand you're disobedient to law. You're setting laws up for yourself. You have no right to block people from passing out.
Thank you very much.
This is my work site, sir. I am being illegally locked out by tribal people who have nothing to do with my work site. These are producers of WBA. Please let them in. There is no reason to stop them access. This is our station and their station. Are you saying you will arrest us if we... Are you saying you will arrest us if we go in? Because you are, I want to know if you're going to commit an illegal act.
I don't think that I ever said the word arrest.
I'm asking you that because otherwise I'm going to go in.
Ask it again.
You're pushing me out, Officer Mason. Are you saying you want to arrest me?
Who is the person?
This is my website. You have no right to keep me out. You're forcing me.
Are you the person in charge? You're the one arguing.
So you are going to arrest them? You're saying you're going to arrest them?
Let's go, folks.
Although you know you're
going to arrest them. Sir, I'm asking you nicely.
And that was a bit of a confrontation between longtime programmer, labor activist, attorney Mimi Rosenberg, trying to get into work on Saturday after the Friday night, personnel massacre, the New York City coup. Bessie Wash, executive director, shows up, installs a new manager, and you're hearing the police and the security guards, and there are other private security up in the station now with walkie-talkies. Let me tell you something. It's as ugly as it gets. We're now happy to be joined by two people who also know a good deal about what's going on. Joining us is Leslie Kagan. She is the national board member on Pacifica Board from New York City and also one of the more recently banned volunteers from WBAI, Eileen Sutton. She was, and who knows what's going to happen in the future, but right now she has been banned from WBAI. I want to welcome both of you to Flashpoints.
Thank you, Dennis.
Hi.
Good to have you both with us. Eileen Sutton, when did you find out you were banned?
I found out about 2 o'clock today.
And were you expecting to be banned?
No, I wasn't.
Why do you think you have been excluded now and banned from the station?
I think that Utrecht perceives me as her enemy, which I think is accurate. I think that I've had a very high profile in the organizing efforts here, and I was most recently at a demonstration last Wednesday, which was very courageously played on the local cast by Andrea Sears, who is the news editor. That sound went over our airwaves on Thursday. It was a very aggressive speech on my part, not necessarily targeting Utrecht directly, but I've been a very vocal critic of what's happening.
And let me say that Bessie Wash, and we don't have time to play this, but she was on the air with Utrecht Lee today, and she was asked about the midnight lockout, and she said what's the problem was just a bunch of ladies with their baby changing the locks late at night, and she did it because then to interrupt, and to be as least interruptive as possible. What's your response to that?
What's my response to her response?
Yeah, she says that they changed the locks in the middle of the night as a way of not disrupting the flow.
I think that I was shocked at kind of the raw stupidity of the statement. I'm used to some of the Pacifica players exhibiting more contempt and a smoother style while they destroy the network. I didn't listen to all of her conversation with Utrecht today, but I listened to pieces of it, and I really was astounded at how, in some sense, how idiotic her responses were. I think that they cannot expect to sell this to the New York audience with that caliber of response, and it was insulting and degrading on top of a sea of insult already.
Who else has been banned at this time? What do we know in terms of who's been excluded?
I understand that myself, Janice K. Bryant, who was the line producer for the Wake Up wake-up call program was banned today. She came to the station to go to the staff meeting. She was not let in. She was looked at through the glass windows in the station door, and it was otherworldly, her description of it. She was peered at by somebody, one of our longtime producers who's apparently working closely with Utrice. He went to ask Utrice if she could enter. He appeared to come back to the door, and she was not allowed in. That's Janice. And then another unpaid worker whose name is Serene Roberts, who's actually used to produce Utrice's show and has supported many other shows and been an integral part of Tally during fundraising. I don't know if she was in the station and then ejected, but at one point someone told me she was in the hallway trying to get information about that. And I understand there's a fourth woman whose name is Rosalie Hoffman, and I'm trying to reach Rosalie so I can get the full story. And apparently she also worked closely with Bernard White, and there was an altercation today, and it was my understanding that she was asked to leave the studio and threatened with something harsher physically if she returned. Again, I'm trying to reach her to get that full story, but there's three of us definitely banned, and again, the contours of that proclamation are not clear to anyone, and Rosalie may be a fourth.
Leslie Kagan, middle of the night, lock changes, firings, early morning firings of people who worked 20 years there in a minute being fired by a stranger. What do you think is going on here?
Well, I mean, it's totally outrageous, first of all, and totally unacceptable. This is not the way to conduct business. It's not the way to treat other human beings. It's not the way to treat people who have put in years and years of service. I think part of what's going on is consistent. I see it as consistent or as part of a pattern of things that have gone on for some time throughout or around in various places in the Pacifica network. And that is a very serious effort to really do everything from the top down, almost a kind of control just for the sake of control. But I think it's more than that. I think it's control really in a long-term plan to try and change the character of what Pacifica Radio is all about. And I think the only way to make any sense at all about what's going on here at WBAI is to understand that it's part of a national problem in a national context.
Have you attempted to get information to interview Utrice Lead? Have you yourself had a free time coming and going to find out what was happening there?
No, not at all. I went down Saturday morning. I had calls about this late Friday night, Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. I went down to the station. There were actually four or five of us about 8 o'clock in the morning all trying to get in. Our names weren't on the list, so we couldn't get in. So I tried to pull rank. I said I was, a member of the national board, which I am, and of course that didn't mean anything to the guy who was hired by the building, the building security guard at the front desk. He was just caught in the middle here. My name wasn't on the list, so I wasn't let up. I did get in and on the air on Sunday. I had been lined up to do a show, one of the regularly scheduled shows, and the producers, made sure that my name was on the list. I was allowed in into the studio then, but it was very clear that your name had to be on the list. Now, they said, we were told that by today there would be no list anymore and people could come and go freely. So I'm again upset by the news of Eileen and other people being turned away and denied access to a station that they are as much a part of as anybody else.
All right, there. Yes, Eileen, go on.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
I have to say, yes, I've talked to a lot of folks today, and people ask me how I feel about this and like that, and I'm half-joking when I say banned and proud, but I have to say that the more extreme Utrice and, by extension, management becomes, the better it is for us. Those within the staff who still support her, who are turning a blind eye to many abuses, even before the bannings today, the more aggressive they are, I think it will work in our favor in terms of galvanizing the listenership who are already furious about what happened over the weekend.
All right, I want to ask both of you. First, I'll go with you, Eileen. What would you like our audience to do? I should tell you tonight there's going to be a local meeting here, a gathering at Cedar at Bonita at the Universalist Church there, the Fellowship Hall. What do we need to do, and what are you all planning to do? How can people participate, learn more, and fight back?
Well, I think, I mean, up to now, I've just been completely grateful for the just extraordinary support that we get, have gotten and continue to get from you all, and letters of support that we get here, and to whatever extent your listenership communicates with the national board about this, that's great. I don't think that's, you know, they necessarily pay attention to that, but I think it is certainly a marker of how connected we are becoming as stations. I think this is an important point, that up to now, I don't think the two stations have been connected, and I think this is a very good opportunity for National to perceive what a deepening bond is, not just between New York and San Francisco, but also between New York and Los Angeles, and I think not so much with the station, but with some of the listener groups there, and I think this is something that they should fear, because it hasn't been true for the moment. I know that you folks are talking about some stuff there and maybe, you know, turning up the heat a bit on Pacifica yourself, and I would just hope in terms of your own organizing that, you know, you continue to do that if you had a scenario.
Is there a number that people can find out directly in terms of what's happening there?
Sure. They can call 718-707-7189.
And at the national level, Leslie Kagan, what are you suggesting that people do?
Yeah, let me just also give people an 800 number, which might be a little easier for folks on the West Coast. It's 800-825-0055, and that's the hotline here.
That's 1-800-825-0055. Correct.
Right.
Okay, go on.
I think it's also very important that people watch very carefully about what moves I don't really want to say Pacifica. I want to say the executive director and the present leadership of the national board, what moves they may be making against KPFA. Obviously, you know, you all went through your own trauma and struggles, you know, a year ago.